Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Die Casting Limited H2 and FY 2025 earnings conference call hosted by Acmil Strategic Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance in the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shreya Girish from Acmil Strategic Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Girish.
Good afternoon, and thank you. On behalf of Acmil Strategic Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Die Casting Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Anandan, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. Shivani, the Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Ramakrishnan, the Whole-Time Director. Shivani ma'am, I hand over the call to you now.
Hi everyone. Good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us today. I'm really pleased to walk you through the latest updates from Die Casting Limited, including an overview of our company, some recent milestones, and our financial performance for H2 FY 2025 and FY 2025. We start with briefly introducing who we are and what we stand for as a company. So, a little brief about the company. Die Casting Limited, established in 2011, specializes in high-pressure die casting, precision machining for ferrous and non-ferrous materials. Backed up by over 30 years of industry experience, our company supplies critical components such as engine mounting brackets, transmission mounts, and steering parts to the automotive sector. Our company also offers advanced surface treatments like induction hardening and gas nail piping to enhance durability for demanding applications such as windmill gearboxes. Committed to quality, innovation, and operational efficiency, our company is expanding its infrastructure to drive growth and product diversification. As of 31st October 2024, our company holds a robust order book of 386.83 crores, with an execution timeline ranging from 60 to 80 months. Recently, we secured two significant orders, one worth 126.53 crores for the supply of various automotive and non-automotive products, and another valued at approximately 12.43 for building and construction hardware. Our end customers include leading global brands such as Hyundai, Kia, Maruti Suzuki, PSA Group, Ashok Leyland, Tata Motors, Mahindra, Toyota, GE Vernova, Adani Wind, and JCB, etc. So, a financial snapshot. In H2 FY 2025, our company reported consolidated revenue of 68.75 crores, with an EBITDA of 16.08 crores, and the net profit stood at 5.68 crores. In FY 2025, our company reported consolidated revenue of 122.21 crores, with an EBITDA of 30.58 crores and a net profit of 11.05 crores. So, on concluding this, we stand as a trusted and innovative player in the precision casting and machining industry, backed by decades of experience and a strong customer base. With a growing order book, robust financial experience, and ongoing infrastructure expansion, we are well-positioned for sustained growth and diversification across sectors. We thank you for your continued trust and support. I now welcome any questions you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Arun Arora with NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a few questions. One is, our business is heavily dependent on the performance of the automotive sector in India, particularly the four-wheeler segment. So now we are entering the wind sector, and also we are planning to enter LCV, as you had mentioned in the earlier call. So just wanted to know, going ahead maybe 3 to 4 years down the line, will still 50%-60% of the revenues be contributed from the automotive industry only?
Yes, sir. Minimum 50% will be from the automotive industry.
Okay. Fair enough. Sir, second is, the aluminum die castings, they're used in making the bigger heavyweight products also. I think maybe due to our capacity constraints, we were making lighter components, and with the installation of the new machines, now we can go for the heavyweight up to 10 kg or something to that also?
Now we have been ready already. We can go up to 10 kg even right now onwards. Everything installation completed. We have made some sampling also, submitted some of the samples, something in the validation process.
Okay, fair enough. So my next question is, the future growth potential for aluminum die casting is majorly is expected to come from defense sector. So I remember you had mentioned the machines that you are getting it for the wind vertical. You had mentioned in the earlier call that they can also be used for aerospace parts also. So just wanted to know whether you would be interested in getting into defense segment or not.
So we already get registered with the defense manufacturing parts, but I don't know, I cannot name the customer. But with 6 months time, we could able to register our company into the vendor. Now the RFQ procedures are going on. We are making some of the samples for defense also. The part-time person name cannot be discussed. Already we have entered. But we are targeting next this coming year only. But with the opportunities, we already entered in the defense.
Okay. That is good to know, sir. Sir, a small clarification on this order book. A lot of questions have been asked in the earlier calls. Based on that, what I have understood is these orders that we have on hand, around 380 or 389 crores, so these would be executable over a period of 4 to 5 years, where part of this has already, the execution is already started. Some of them may be started in maybe let's say next year or so. But all these trials, die development, etc., that initial approval, everything is over. Only thing is, based on the schedule of the, you know, from the customer, these parts or the purchase orders will be executed. Is that understanding is correct?
Your understanding is very correct, sir. Up to 25 dispatches, even up to 26 middle dispatches, all the parts validation, sample submissions, pilot by submissions, everything is over, sir. Now we are working on 2027 launching models development.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, my last question is, it's regarding the capacity of our die casting. See, earlier you had this 350 ton one where you could go up to 1 kg mix components. Now with the installation of this new 1300 ton, now where you can go up to 9 to 10 kg components, is it possible to give us what is the total metric ton that we can produce in a year?
The new machine which we installed this year, with all this past 3 months, this can go up to annual consumption of minimum 2,000 metric tons in addition.
Okay, what was the earlier one we could have produced, sir?
Earlier one, my capacity was around 2,500 tons. It may vary. This thumb rule only it is, because I may produce.
I got your point, because it depends on the weight of the components, the intricacy, so many things. So what I can take it as around 4,500 is the metric ton.
Yeah,
you know, metric,
easy.
Correct.
Yes,
no?
Metric ton is
correct. Okay. So the reason why I'm asking this is, these capacity that you have, how much revenue it can generate. I also know you had mentioned as you go for a higher capacity, a higher weight components, you have to go for, you know, different machining machines and all that, I understand. But only from this die casting machine, how much revenue we can generate in a year?
Mm-hmm. 220 crores present around 210 to 220 as the present capacity can go, sir.
So if you, let us say FY27, you have the target to reach that, or no, sorry, you have the target to reach 190 during the current year. So that means you may have to go for increase in the die casting capacity also next year?
No, sir, die casting may not be this. It is included in the other nitrating and the gear shaping process. For 2-3 months, okay. We get a gear shaping. Gear shaping and nitrating, all inclusive, sir.
No, sir. What I was asking is not how much you are expected to do in the current year. No, I'm not asking the revenue guidance. I'm saying with this 4,500 metric ton per annum capacity of die casting, how much revenue we can generate?
This year or entire 4,500?
Maximum possible. I don't know. It may take 1 year or it may take 3 years. That is different. How much it can be?
Yeah, present capacity and additionally recently something can be added. Maximum 2 crores can go, sir.
How much?
240 crores.
240 crores. Okay. Clear, sir. Sir, the land where we have all this facility, what is the size of this land? Is it owned by the company and how much it has been utilized, sir?
The present facility which we are sitting is 2.24 acres, constructed around 70,000 sq ft. It is own land of die casting.
Okay.
Sir? Come again.
Do you have any more space there?
No, this capacity is almost filled, sir. No space available. We have purchased one more acre nearby. That's purchased in the name of our induction and nitrating, sir.
How big is that, sir?
That is 1 acre plot, sir. The nitrating process and in some portion we have constructed nitrating processes going on.
Okay.
We have purchased another 3 acres also, all near within 1 kilometer circle. 3 acres, there only the construction is happening now for the gear shaping process.
Oh, gear shaping and the
The construction is going on.
There. Okay. There we will have more space.
That is in the name of die casting. That is in the name of die casting.
Okay. The parent company. Sir, can I ask some more questions or is anybody else in the line? Operator?
Yes, we have people in the line.
You want me to continue or come back in the queue?
Mr. Arora, if you want, you can fall back in the queue while I just promote the next in line.
No problem. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Chirag with Scope Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a couple of questions. Sir, continuing from the previous one, does the peak 240 crore peak revenue include nitrating or excludes it?
No, sir. It is exclude nitrating, sir. Only casting alone capacity which we already created and recently we created.
Okay. Understood. We stand by our guidance of 195 crore revenue guidance and 20%-27% margin for FY 2026.
Yes.
Okay.
170-180, sir.
Okay. 170-180. Understood. Okay. Sir, the next question was on the funding part. What is the status of the fundraise that we were looking for?
So far, all the machine has been given advances with the internal accruals and that one thing. Because only one machine which is already under sailing, which is from Austria, that machine we have taken from the supplier credit. All other things are almost finalized with the bankers and one or two NBFCs, not yet concluded because we are negotiating on the interest terms. Maybe another, we have another lift out of another 20-25 days only the final. We'll be concluding the benefit institution, final institution and complete. Mostly all of the money said that.
Are we still looking to raise funds or it is out of picture currently?
No, that is the right time to raise the funds. Originally, to raise the funds only I started this project, but unfortunately, by then the prices were not lucrative, so I have not raised the funds. We're going as this.
Got it. Sir, the next one was, have you started our auto plant, which was scheduled to start around March, April 2025?
Come again, sir. Auto plant.
Yeah. Which was scheduled for March-April 2025?
Auto plant. What is that?
Yeah. There was a plant which you were going to schedule in March or April 2025.
You mean the new plant?
Yeah.
The new plant started, sir. That is new plant, one is nitrating is started already. The
okay.
Another plant is under construction. For the gas
station. For the old
apart from the existing land, additional 1 acre land is business is started. That is only gas nitrating. So apart from this, one more 3 acre construction undergoing for a gas station.
That's right. So how we are, what is the current utilization of that plant currently?
Currently we are constructing for 30-35% utilization. Balance will be available for future expansion. We are thinking to go in the same segment of wind to balance the land also.
So I was asking that we are at 40-45% utilization of the current capacity. So are we looking to ramp up it to full utilization by the end of, by the March 2026?
For the land or the machinery?
Or machinery.
Machinery, yes sir. By 2026, we'll be utilizing almost maximum capacity.
100%. We are at currently 40-45. Am I right?
We have increased slightly, not 40-45. We are almost around 50-58%.
Okay, 50-55. Okay. Also, sir, on the wind facility part, which is scheduled to start from Jan 2026 onwards. So, is that on track or are there any delays on that?
No, that is on track, sir. All the machines from Europe, all the machines from UCO, all are tracked, sir.
Okay. So all the payment part has been cleared.
No. Advance has been paid. Before shipping, we need to pay some LCs and all the things. That's what earlier I have answered. It is under final negotiation with the financial institution.
So, could you share what is the cost remaining to be paid?
So most of the machines has been paid 25-30%.
Okay. One
machine is 100% paid. It is at the tailing.
Okay.
Some of the machine is, another machine is going to tail another 20 days time. That has to be fully paid. Rest of the machine takes another 2.5 months. So that time it will be paid before sale.
But it would be much helpful if you could provide absolute amount and numbers like 20 crores, 30 crores of remaining to be paid. So that would be much helpful.
WFL, which is from Austria, is almost paid around 21-22 crores. Because Euro, different dates we have paid, the different Euro prices.
Okay.
Around 4-4.5 crores, another German machine, gear shaping machine. Another around 2 crores for another VTL machines. Another 1 crore for measuring equipment. These are the amounts so far. It's slightly here and there. All are Euro funds. So I am paying from past 1 year, from 90-98 fluctuation I am paying. I am telling approximately.
Understood. So we have remaining 30-35 crore yet to be paid.
No, more than that. More than that. Including construction is reaching around 100 crores.
100 crores. Okay, understood. And last, sir, what is the latest order book, sir?
Which one was including construction? Around 520 crores, sir. Precise 524, sir.
Understood. Thank you. I will get back in the queue, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Prabal Jain with SM Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. It's a good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. This order book that you have, 380 crores, so I wanted to understand an approximate blended margin profile of the orders that you are doing. And your new CapEx also just went live, and one more plant will go live in, like, I think, January, February, when products, right? So, like, what kind of steady operating margins or, you know, margins we can expect for your company as a whole catalog of all the products you have?
So EBITDA, I can commit that exactly around 22-23 minimum can be maintained in there. Margin is again depreciation, because a lot of capex is happening every year. So, and this year also a lot of capex we are bringing in for a new project. It is the same company name. So that need to work out exactly what will be the fact.
Okay, but EBITDA, okay. And sir, one more question. So you said that the some of the payments for the machines are still left. So, would you be taking on further debt to fund it, or you want to do fundraise? I think you mentioned to some participant about the fundraise, but I was not able to get you.
No, sir. Some of the investors are discussing here, but so far not decided, taken any decision on the fundraising. That person, we are going for a debt.
Okay. Got it. Chicken. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Hardik Gandhi with HPMG Shares and Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm audible?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hi, sir. So I just saw that we've significantly increased our debt already from long-term and short-term to approximately 80 to 90 crores, right? And further, we are looking to have a capex of 100 crore, which will require significant debt. So do you think with the revenue profile and the margins we have, it will be sustainable on a long-term basis? Because, you know, we are taking on a lot of debt. We are expanding fast, but the order book is not moving in a similar trajectory. So just wanted your thoughts on that. What is the, are we doing any risk analysis on the same?
Yes, sir. We have made an external risk analysis also, and we have our consultant is also in the line. So we have analyzed it, because earlier we thought of going for a fundraising. After all this analysis only, we thought of going forward for a debt raising. Because revenue, why you cannot be lucrative, because it is all service industry. The part will be supplied by the customer. Parts will be supplied by the customer. We only process. Labor service. Otherwise, our revenue can be even around this year alone, we can go up to 400, 500 crores. We don't want to catch on the inventory side. So, we have initially want to start only on the service industry. They supply the material and we do the condition.
Okay. So, what will be the cost of debt right now as a percentage interest cost? What is the interest cost on debt?
Yes, sir. So currently, on an average, it's around 10%.
10%. And after the new debt, will it still be at approximately 10%, or we are taking a higher cost debt?
Yeah, we are trying to retain a 10% to keep the average at 10%, because we are getting some cheaper, better rates also from some supplier credits, through supplier credits. So it will be max. It will be at 10%.
Okay, and till what time are we planning to raise debt, and what will be the ideal debt on our books going forward? Like, since 80 crores is already there, and other than that, we'll have a capex of 100 crore, plus we might require some for the working capital. So, on a overall basis, do you think we'll be carrying a debt of 200 to 250 crores?
No, max. Maximum, we would be reaching around 120 to 130 crore debt. So,
sorry to...
We are already repaying. So, considering all those things, maximum would be at 120-130 crore debt.
Yeah, but we already have 80, and we require more 100, plus there will be a working capital requirement. So, given that you want to put a max debt of 120 crore, you'll be falling short of 60-70 crores with that calculation.
No, we have internal accruals. So, two things. So one, we have internal accruals. So as we are at 120 crore of turnover, next year around 170 crore turnover, with then even if I take 20% margin, so 30-35 crore we can generate internally itself. So we are funding through internal accruals. So rest other things, we are going for a debt.
Okay. And what is the
Hello, sir. Hello, sir. 170, no?
170, yes, sir. Sales and—
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you understand 130.
No, 130, we would be very shocked, sir. No. But on the payment side, like, what is the scheduled payment for the CapEx? Like, 100 crore is pending from our side, so will we be paying this throughout the year, and by the next year, and we won't have any further CapEx, or it is distributed between this year and the next year?
No, the entire CapEx will be done this year.
Entire CapEx of 100 crore will be done this year. Okay. So you'll be having, like, a very high depreciation going forward in the near future, given our like, since our revenue is at a smaller base, and although our margins are, EBITDA margins are quite good, but given our revenue is at a smaller base, we'll have a very high depreciation as interest, as well as interest cost in the going future. So on the, don't you think it will be very heavy on our PAT margins?
Yeah, generally this is a capital-intensive industry, as you know, this automotive industry. So initially, in this kind of industry, initial first 5 years to 5 to 7 years, there will be a huge depreciation cost. But post that, once the asset is completely depreciated, so once post that, then our profit margin will improve. Okay, yes, you know, depreciation is only a non-cash item, so better to—
Yeah, that's fine. But still, as an investor, usually people—
Yes.
—tend to neglect.
Yeah, I do understand. I do understand your concern.
And we have a WDV or SLM basis?
WDV basis.
Okay, WDV method. Okay, understood. So we'll be, like, there will be very heavy depreciation, at least for the upcoming years then.
Initially, yes.
Initially, okay. And second thing, I misheard the order book. Right now, we posted a 386 crore, 380 something odd crores order book, and sir just mentioned that our overall order book is approximately 500 and something crores. Did I mishear something?
Already 384, 386, and 126 added now, and it is 524.
Okay, 520 crore.
Last week we got a confirmation, so last week we had a press release, 120 crore, we won. 120 crore, yeah.
Okay, so total 520 crore order we have, out of which we'll be executing 190 crores, 170 on the safer side this year. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And just wanting to know, this excludes our net writing process and everything, right?
All inclusive, sir.
All inclusive. Okay. So if you can just break down the revenue, like, peak revenue, which we can have from our nitriding process, as because we were, I think, planning to put three nitriding machines, out of which two are already put in, right? Is that correct?
One already continuously running. Second furnace, all the validation process is over. First trial batch is going on this week. Third also installed the completion. Now the validation process is going on in third also.
So from nitriding, what kind of revenue can we expect on an annual basis?
With this three machine, around 12 crores.
12.
35 lakhs per furnace per month.
35 lakhs per furnace per month. Okay, and the gas lighting, which we are putting up a new 3-acre plant, from that, what kind of revenue are we expecting?
That is only gear shaping, that 35 to 40% land replace only we are doing. This new, that is around 40 to 45 crores initially, only service in service job.
Okay, 40 to 45 only service industry. Okay, and our peak revenue from just the casting is 220 crores as per now, correct?
Yes, the present capacity which you already invested. Yeah.
Okay, and given that further capex which of 100 crores and everything, so what of the 100 crores, how much we are putting in the casting segment?
100% we are putting only one and only for the wind segment, sir. That is only gear shape. Okay. No casting.
Okay,
and
so
this is made agreement. This is made agreement with customer for 5 years volume committed, and any volume reduction also they will be compensating on the price amount. And we are also exclusiveness we are given. We cannot use this facility for others. This one advantage is this all this setup in one row in pan India level, or Tricastin will be the first company creating all this facility in one row. So,
okay, so just to be more clear, so just to be more clear, we'll be getting 40 to 45 crores from the gas lighting business, approximately 12 crores from the net trading business, and the remaining part will be contributed by the casting business. But we are not expanding on the casting side. It is maximum peak revenue of 220 crores and that will remain as it is for the near future.
Yes, without any additional capital.
We are not expanding there, correct?
No, sir. Existing customers, they keep giving some opportunities. So there will be expansion will come, sir. We cannot stop that. New customer will try to avoid with giving a higher price like that. And the existing customer, any request or demand coming, we will be adding here and there some capital.
And when can we expect our gas handling to be commercial, to start?
One furnace already commercial business is happening for 6 months. Second
no,
furnace
the,
mostly...
The gas lighting one, not the night trading process.
Sir, gas shaping, yeah?
Yeah.
Gas shaping will be from
giant
night trading also for wind only, sir. Night trading also for the wind. In additional information for the gas night trading, so last visit German, they have requested for additional 3 furnaces. We are also agreed for that. So that is also separate agreement has been made. 2026 January, we need to ready the additional 3 furnaces for gas night trading.
Oh, okay. So additional 12 crores per year. So total, it will be 6 furnaces.
Yeah, it will be 6 furnaces. We have committed them from January. Additional 3 furnaces will be ready. That construction and design activities are going on. So that also we have to start now. Commitments will be given.
And is the capex for that already included in the 100 crore number, or are we?
That is recent development. We made an agreement also.
And what will be the capex for that roughly? The 3 furnaces.
Without building and furnace alone, it will come around 12 crores.
12 crores.
Building needs to be added. Building design and all. So we have a space for that in the same case. The space already we purchased 1 acre only for an acre. So we need to, we are looking on the buildings. The German is coming fifth to inaugurate that place. So it's one of the groundbreaking.
And just a feedback from a stakeholder. Two things to be very careful for is the given that we are, you know, consuming very high debt and we are going in that trajectory, although our margins are good, but I would sincerely request the management to be more cautious of the debt. Given we are on the quality side, I'm damn sure that we are at a very high quality. All the products are, you know, at the top level, but at the same time, from financial risk management perspective, I would sincerely request the management to have a, you know, to do their debt analysis very thoroughly, because for a company of our size, 220 crore market cap, 80 crore debt, and we are further planning it to increase. So just on those terms.
What it says, thanks sir, we'll analyze the same, but already we are doing that. Because existing customer, that is the Splendor, you know this, they are more than 30% stake in the global. So they are a very stable customer. So when the opportunity is coming to our doorstep, so we are working hard towards completing the project itself, completing very difficult timeline. Everything we are working hard. But financially, anyway, we thought of raising some funds. So we are going for debt. That also we analyzed. Because everything is not a new, if it is a new project, new development, definitely I would have not taken this. It is already existing supplier to substitute. Import substitute we are doing. Whenever we are ready for a production, the business can be happened immediately. And that is what the additional advantage. This would have been a development process, definitely I would have not touched this. This is the only replacement from China and German. So we are taking this with all the investment.
Yeah. Just one last question, I'll just then go back in the queue. What is our revenue guidance for the next 2 to 3 years? Like, I know a lot of things are getting into place this year and the next year. So just a conservative number from your end would really help on the top line.
So around 40% we'll keep, sir, the year-on-year growth. Because many things we are working on, sir. Because 2.5 years I am working with the Bosch Siemens. So I thought of this would have been started the business from last year, maybe from 8 months before. The German approvals here and there, small development activities. So now recently we got approval. So this another 3-4 months development will be completed, then supply will get started. Like that, another 2-3 things are yet pending. So all the big
margin improvement.
Customer base, everybody is a big customer.
Correct.
We are working closely with close everything, and then this minimum we can do this, but we are trying to work hard to complete bring maximum. Up to 50% also we are trying to.
And when can we expect our PAT margins to improve going forward? Because I know the PAT margins will be under a lot of pressure for the next 2 to 3 years, given high capex, high depreciation, high interest cost and everything.
Yes, so, I just discussed with the Chalwa sir also, but work on the depreciation. How the back margin can be increased. So definitely it will be increased. 23 to 23 EBITDA I can commit. But the interest, we know very well that we are going for items, interest cost will be there. Depreciation will be there.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll just get back into you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Arun Arora with NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sorry for harping back on the CapEx. Small clarification so that we are clear on that. One is the IPO money was used to increase the die casting capacity, then machining capacity at the parent company, plus whatever the land you have taken, 3 acres. Is that understanding is correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then you said this gas nitride. So that, whatever the 12 crores were required to commission these 3 furnaces, that was done through internal accruals.
No, the internal accrual only first furnace and then building land purchase. The balance everything we borrowed from back.
Okay. So whatever the additional 3 you are going to do, which again will cost you 12 crores again from building, so that again you have to go for debt, correct?
Yeah, that also debts.
Okay. Now the third thing is this gear shaping. You said including the building construction, total capex is 100 crores. This, correct?
Yeah, this is 100 is including building construction except the land. Land already we purchased. This except
land, so including
building.
The land cost.
Yeah, because this building is... The air conditioned building, sir. All the machines require air conditioning.
Correct. So out of this 100 crores, you have already paid around 30 to 35 crores as an advance, right?
Yes, sir.
So that means you would require only additional 60 or 65 crores plus what working capital anyway you don't require because they will be providing the parts. So only you would require 60 to 65 crores additional fund. Is that understanding is correct?
Yeah, understand is correct. Working capital also will be required because a lot of
consumers. For this die casting. Correct.
Not much.
So that means, So the working capital requirement plus another 12 crores for the gas night trading plus the building cost for that plus another 60. So these are the total debt requirements for you.
Correct. Small correction, gas night trading is not 1 crore. It will come more than 12 crores. All three furnaces.
Not 1 crore. Okay, 1 crore plus building cost also you said, right? Plus building cost.
Yes.
Sir, there is small clarification. You had said, this gas night trading, we have done on 1 acre of land and it is completely utilized. So you have to buy additional 1 acre land to put up.
No, sir. Gas night trading is 1 acre land. We have utilized only less than 30%. Balance only we are going to construct.
You are going to construct. Okay, that is clear.
But and that would be all the power connection, everything taken for 6 furnaces, it is available for 6 furnaces.
Okay. But this is sixth furnace, you are committed to the customer that you would do everything by January 26 or so, correct?
Correct. Additional 3 furnaces.
So that means from FY27, we can expect around 24 crores of revenues from these 6 furnaces, correct?
Correct. 24 million, correct.
So that is clear. So now, whatever we say, this total capex, all this would be completed by the end of this current financial year?
This capex, yes sir, it will be completed. Sir.
Yeah, all these capex. Sir. So whatever other than the internal accruals, you would be going for the debt just to tide over whatever the deficit in the funds, correct? No?
Correct, sir.
Okay. Sir, my next question is regarding the orders you have received, for these, one is the subsidiary, another is for the gear shaping. Now, you said this furnace, you have received orders from the German customer, where you would be exclusively doing it for them, entire 6 furnaces. Is that understanding is correct?
Correct.
And similarly, for gear shaping also, you said by investing 100 crores, we can do 40 crores of turnover, and again, that is also completely committed.
Correct.
Okay. So there, out of the 3 acres you are doing, you will have some more space left to expand in future for either the gear shaping or maybe for the die casting requirement, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, my next question is regarding the cash flow. I know, 23 and 24, we were cash negative, and only during the current year, we could able to generate some positive cash flow. I think you said for 170 crore turnover, so you are expecting around 30 to 35 crores of cash flow. So is it fair to say that we would be cash flow positive every year from now onwards?
Sir,
yes, sir. So we will be cash flow positive.
But every year we would be having this cash flow positive.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Sir, my next question is, I believe promoters have given some loans to the company. Is it possible to share what is the interest rate that we would be paying there?
For the bank?
Not bank, sir. I believe as a promoter, you have given some loans to the company.
Can I check and commit, sir, through mail or something?
Yes, no problem.
Silver, sir, you have any? Silver, sir?
No, sir, currently I don't have any numbers. Maybe we can check and come back to you, sir.
No problem. Sir, next question is regarding your power requirement. I know once you have furnace and all, there will be a huge consumption of electricity. I think in the DRHP you had mentioned that we are going for 3 megawatt solar energy. Any development on that, sir?
Sir, we almost kept the finalized and then ready everything. In the present, we need to pay around 20-25% margin on the 3 megawatt project. So being in this, all this coming in, getting recent development, so we just complete all the machine site, then we will be going definitely for that. Because of this only, all the land I am purchasing on my own as a company name. Because rental shed we lose on the facility. This shed also we are having around 2,500 kilowatt entire power facility. The new facility for 1 acre purchase, initially itself I created the 2.5 megawatt facility I created in that land. 3 acres also I'm creating all 2.5 megawatt. Once everything is finished, then I may be going for maybe in long 3 kilowatt, 3 megawatt. I'll be increasing also once I understand better. So with that we can save a lot of money in that.
Correct.
That's also one of the key objects for cash flow. Because whatever I'm paying electricity bill, that my EMI will be very lesser than my electricity bill.
Correct, sir. You're right. So just for idea, how much this 3 megawatt solar energy would cost us, sir?
Approximately, I'm telling whatever I negotiated, it will come nearly 15 crores, sir. It depends what panel and what generator you are using. Chinese means you can reduce another 1 crore.
Okay, so 15 crores, I think you should be able to get the return within 3 to 4 years only.
Maximum. Depreciation, if you calculate, definitely that, but I don't want to calculate. 4.5 to 5 okay. years, I am calculating. With my, by paying electricity bill with a lesser amount, I am considering EMI for a solar.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, my last question is regarding our raw material where you procure different grades of aluminium ingots. So, possible to know who is our supplier? Is he an Indian company or so? And second,
All are Indian companies.
Okay, very nice. So, second is, so there will be a lot of fluctuation. So, are we also paying to them on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis?
Price fluctuation or purchase of raw material every monthly basis the price fluctuation. For the customer, few customer monthly basis, maximum customers are 3 months.
Okay.
All Hyundai related people's customers 3 months basis.
Sir, another important thing I have noted is that, you know, majority of your customers are based out of Tamil Nadu. I think more than 90% you get the sales from there. You know, because lot of, OEMs are there in the Kashi Perambaduru belt. So maybe you are getting majority of your revenues from that area itself. But just to de-risk yourself, I know you are getting into wind and now this gear machining and all. Just wanted to know, would there be any problem in approaching west and north automotive band?
Sir, already I am supplying to Pune.
Okay.
Wind volume, initially I started very small. I am doing good numbers now. And Gurgaon also I started. All this segment I entered, sir. Past 2 years before it, 3 years. I'm doing slowly my volumes with Maruti segment also increasing. And I started entering the Nasik. Nasik also we started supplying. We thought of putting a plant in Pune also, ideally, but at present, my investment levels. But we have that much of business, the Tambo side and then Pune side. We have a vision for long term. So that much business we are getting from that area. Repeat orders I'm getting. Nasik, Pune and the Gurgaon, I'm getting a repeat order. 13th also I'm going for a render in Delhi. So I'm getting a repeat order.
Okay. So now whatever these orders you are posting, let's say 520 crores that you have, is 90% of this is repeat orders only?
So 90% of the existing customers. Yeah, repeat orders. New customers.
520.
Yeah. Maximum 80 to 90% of the existing customer with new business.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sudarshan Nachimuthu, Prosperity Wealth Management. Please go ahead. Nachimuthu, please go ahead with the question. Mr. Nachimuthu, if you have, if
you. Am I audible now?
Yes, go.
Yeah, so my question is on the gear shaping part of the business actually. So when we mentioned 45 crores of revenue, our business would come from 100 crore debt. So we'll take at least 10 crore in interest cost, then at least 10 crore in depreciation. So I'm just thinking about what would be the margin profile of this. So will it be north of 50%? Because at least at that rate, we can service the debt and interest.
That's right. So that earlier, it is only a service industry. No raw material involved in that turnover. So only conversion. If I involve that raw material, the revenue, that portion alone, it will cost more than 330 rupees. Unnecessary inventory carrying, initially I don't want to touch that. So I'll get steady with the labor charges.
That part we understand actually. So my query is on the margin profile of the business.
Margins, maybe in percent, we can have a general discussion because it's a very precise customer and then part. So very, very unique component. We have worked very hard to get better margins. We keep on working. What is the cutting door time? Even today morning also, we had a 4-5 hour discussion with how better fixes, how to reduce the cycle time. So easily cannot be, I'm sorry, sir.
Understood, sir. And on the new casting business, does it have adequate machining capacity to accommodate the 2000 metric ton?
Yeah. Present machining facility we have created well and well because any samples or validation process, forum violation is very important because the validation process has to be done in the same machine. So we are having enough capacity for whatever they committed. More and above, we may require. And here and there, we may require another 6-7 machines, sir.
Right, I understood. That's it from my end.
Mr. Nachimuthu, are you done with your question?
Yeah, I'll get back to the queue.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Kairav Sundar with Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I think my questions are answered in the line. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Bhagwat with Prosperity Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Could you please update on the details of the new order? Is it order from the existing customer or new customer?
Good afternoon, sir. This Maxim is the present existing customer, sir. We have added new customers. Around 7 to 8 new customers we have added, very good customer.
Okay, so this 120 crore order is considered the existing customer.
One second.
Yes.
New customer also is there. Existing customer is major. We have a new customer.
Okay, and what's the expected EBITDA margin from this order?
From the casting, same level of EBITDA margin for the new customer.
Okay, so this 120 crore is the considering the same EBITDA margin for the power. Okay. So this 100 crore CapEx that we are considering now, so what's the peak revenue potential?
Which CapEx, sir? Gear shaping?
The 100 crore CapEx that we are doing for
Queen's. Yeah, it's around 40 to 45 crores revenue potential.
Considering all the raw materials, the peak revenue. But
yeah, only without,
the production part.
Only service.
Okay, and when it will start contributing to the revenue?
Next year.
Okay, next year, the 5.7. So, considering this CapEx, so what's the expected revenue and EBITDA margin on a consolidated basis for FY?
Come again, sir? Sorry.
For FY27, what's the expected revenue and EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin will be same, sir, because equally automobile business also getting increased, sir.
Okay. And the revenue, how much are expected for FY27?
Sir?
For FY27? Yes, no, 27 mentioned. next next year?
Next next year around 40% will be the increase, sir.
Sorry, I couldn't catch the numbers. Could you please repeat?
Yes, sir. Sir?
I didn't catch the number. Could you please repeat?
Around 40% will get increase in that, sir. Because we are clearly working on the new project for the target completion time and SOP time, sir.
Okay, 40% you are saying on FY26 numbers?
Yeah, correct, correct, correct.
Okay, so that would be roughly around 270-280 crores.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Sahil Raj with Samdariya Capital Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, most of the questions are answered. Just one small request. Are we planning to release quarterly updates going into FY26?
No, sir. Only H1, because still we are tight schedule on the financial side also, because a lot of expansion is going on. Hello, sir. Is it possible?
No, sir. I'm not asking about complete results, but just one page of summary of what all the company did and what all the capex and everything is going on track or not. Just one page of summary.
Maybe after this H1, we can give a third and fourth, can be possible. This way here, I don't know. Silva, sir, a lot of banking work is happening now.
So initially, it will be difficult. Maybe we'll see in Q3 whether we can start quarterly summary, one page summary on this.
Because, sir, most of the other HME companies that are willing to actually work and with good promoter pedigree are voluntarily releasing, voluntarily they are releasing quarterly updates. Just not results, just one page of summary of what the company did in those 3 months and that's all. So, if a small request, if you can consider it, that's all.
Yes, sure. Tell us, sir, try to.
Yes, sir, yes.
And sir, on the windmill thing, the wind projects that we are targeting, no revenue is expected in FY26. Is that correct?
No. This year, slightly will be there, because very minimal, because SOP only on January 26, only 2 months will be there. The initial pilot batch will not be much attractive.
So from Q1 FY27, we can see some traction in that regard?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And what is the expected annual turnover that we are seeing in FY27 for the wind project?
Estimates for the project. Around 45
crore.
Yeah.
45 crore, that's right?
Yes, sir.
45. All right, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Chirag with Scoop Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the follow-up. I had just last question. On the number part for FY27, so the number guidance we have in place was 270-280 here, and the EBITDA number seems to be around 34% if we calculate around similar margin for auto and high margin for service business, so that would be around 34% on a combined basis for FY27. Am I right?
34% EBITDA, no sir.
So?
Hello, sir.
Sir, it would be around 23, between 23-25%, sir. So same level EBITDA we are expecting in future also. But on the revenue guidance, 270. Seems to be too aggressive. So 170 crore when we close next year. So 40%, whatever Mr. Anandan has committed, it will be around 230-240 crore. It will not be 270.
Okay. So I was expecting previously we have heard that service business is higher margin compared to the normal one. So how much margin are we expecting from the service business?
Yeah, comparably it will be better than the current die casting business. But right now still we are working on the numbers. So we're not able to commit anything on the margin side at this point of time.
This is a very special project, right? I told us before call also.
Understood. Thank you. Thanks, and all the best for the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Shriya Girish for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Thycasting Limited. If you have any queries, please get in touch with info@acmeladvisors.com. Once again, thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Acmal Strategic Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.